This Pat.
Hey, Pat. This
Hello?
Yes, this is Ivan.
Hi, Ivan.
From Local Spots. Yeah, how you doing today?
I'm all right. How about you?
I'm doing pretty well as well. Thank you so much for asking. So I was reading some notes from Tina here. I see that you had some questions about your balance for Gold Guaranteed.
Well, beyond that, I do want to know if there's any balance sitting in there at the moment on the Google Guarantee, but we have, for the last 2.5 months, we have been begging and demanding and whatever to get somebody to give us an accounting of what are we being charged on each of these leads, and so that we can start looking at, okay, what is actually working, what is not working, what are we spending? Because, you know, those that we get that we are able to charge back are fairly easy ones because they come in with no information. But we get a lot of them that come in that are just people looking for work. They are people looking for a piece of sheetrock to be fixed. You know, totally worthless. And we need to be able to balance and see, you know, what is actually being effective, or are we better off spending our money on something other than Google Guarantee?
Gotcha. Okay.
And
yeah.
Nobody's been willing to get it to us. And we got fed up and just said, we're not going to pay any more money. That was the end of July, and you guys still took money off my credit card after that. And I was not a happy camper. And so I just pulled the information off your site, so you can't take any money until we get answers.
Understood. Got it. So, yeah, a couple of things. First of all, obviously, I do want to apologize for the fact that no one reached out to you when you were asking for that. So I do apologize for that. But obviously, I want to do my best here to answer all your questions and to make sure we leave on the right foot, right? So obviously, just to go over some numbers, pretty cut and dry here. Looks like you started originally Google Guaranteed back on April 9th was when the original activation budget was charged to the credit card. So that would have been for $765. So that was your budget for the leads, right, when you started Google Guaranteed. And then since then, you've been charged another amount of $499.59 for June 20th. So that would have been for the leads you received since the activation on April 8th.
Yes.
And then, like I said, I think there was another charge after July, even after the account was supposed to be canceled and or paused. So that would have been for $273.07. Okay.
Yep.
So, so obviously that's, kind of the rundown of the charges, for Google Guaranteed, right?
Okay.
So,
but it doesn't tell us what we're actually being charged per lead. It's just, here, we expect you to give us more money.
I
understand. You know.
Yes.
Are we being charged $30 for some and $50 for others? Because we were told originally that could be $30. They could be almost $200 each. And that's, well, okay. How much are we being charged for each one? And why are, you know, a third of them people that don't even, you know, don't have any info, and others are people wanting jobs and when it comes down to it, there's only a few that actually want to do something. Kickers. And so it's, you know, did we get charged more money for those that were not tire kickers that were good leads, or did we get charged the same on all of them? Because if we got charged more for those, then, hey, why don't we just reserve and let's only go with that type? How do we get only that type? Does that make sense?
Yeah, definitely that makes sense. So to answer
that's
that.
That's after an accounting. So we none of us can fine-tune anything if we don't know what the numbers mean.
I understand. So just really quickly, the lead price is a fixed price. So I'm looking at your account here, and it doesn't seem to be in any type of setting where the lead price would vary, right? So you have a fixed price. And then in regards to those calls you're referring to or leads that, you know, or people looking for work or spam calls or whatever the case might be, right? I can assure you you're not getting charged for those. Those don't get charged by Google through the Google Guaranteed campaign. The only leads that you've been charged for since you guys signed up for Google Guaranteed back in April are the ones that are considered viable through Google's criteria, right? So
but we would know that if we knew how much we're being charged per lead, and then we can say, oh, you're after another $4.99. That equates to 10 leads or whatever that number is.
Yeah, so that's the next thing I was going to get at, right? So as I mentioned, you have a fixed price per lead on your account, which is $58.67. So whatever that outstanding balance you just mentioned, whatever it was, $4.99 something, whatever the math is on that, that would equate to about 9 or 10 leads, correct? Like you mentioned.
Yeah. Well, the 58, we're charged 58.67 by Google Guarantee, but then on top of that, you guys get 25%, correct?
No, so that's with the 25% already included.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's the fixed price per lead. Like I mentioned, the monthly charges for whatever you get charged for when you have Google Guaranteed activated, that's always going to be to obviously get that budget back up to $765, right? So that original budget's basically sitting in an escrow account, and that's where the leads are being charged to. So, you know, if and when you do continue to have Google Guaranteed activated and you get charged month to month for the leads, obviously it'll vary depending on how many leads you receive per month, but it'll always be the amount to get it back up to $765.
Okay. And what amount is in that account right now? The Google Guarantee.
Let me just do some math very quickly here. Bear with me.
We haven't had a lead in several weeks that I know of.
Just one moment. Just doing some math here.
That's fine.
So currently there is $309.41 roughly on the account. So basically that means if you were to cancel, for example, then instead of, you know, being charged again, the 309, you basically just received 309 worth of leads and before the account was officially canceled.
So they, if we said today cancel it, then they're still going to throw leads at us till that's exhausted, but not give the money back. Is that what you're saying?
That's correct.
Now, we haven't seen any leads from them in weeks, like I said, that I know of. And since Randy and I are together most days all day working, and he says he hasn't gotten any.
I think that may be due to the, because I remember a little bit earlier on in our conversation here, you had mentioned something about, I don't know if it was back in July or what month it was, where you know, obviously based on your frustrations, for several reasons, you had pulled the credit card off or something like that.
Yep. Yep.
So
we are still owing you for September right now.
So I think that's, I just wanted to mention real quick, so that would be the reason for not receiving any leads, right? It would have been your account being paused for that.
If I cancel my account with you guys for now, then what are you going to do with that $300?
But like I said, then the account would just continue to receive leads as normal, as if you were to have updated the current payment.
Uh-huh. But I'm not getting any leads, so that doesn't make sense. If the leads keep coming, whether we've paid it or not paid it would be the same as if we had quit or not, because it's our agreement is a month-to-month in advance agreement. So if we've not paid anything, it's essentially canceled. But we are canceling for the time being, and I've got to get the the EPP transfer code from you guys so I can transfer that domain back. And then I've got somebody else that's going to go in and clean up the whatever the website and get it where it really should be, since you guys botched the website job terribly. And then I went in and said, okay, I'm going to send you a bunch of slides and I'll tell you what verbiage or suggested verbiage you have for each page. And I laid all these slides out in PowerPoint, and including pictures and so on, and said, and I had an agreement with whoever it was that I would send that, and then you guys would go through it and say, okay, that's what they're after, that's what we need to do, instead of the nonsense you guys put out. And you guys copied my stuff, PowerPoint slides, and just put it in, which, that's amateur hour. They were amateur hour slides. They were not meant to do that. They were meant to tell you, here's some ideas. And so it just needs that website fixed, so we're going to get it fixed. Get it cleaned up, get it doing what it's supposed to be doing. And then as I told Tina, we will then, we've got all the information and accounting and stuff that we're after and know exactly how to read things and know what we're looking at, then we will come back at you.
Okay. Yeah, I understand. So As I was mentioning, that's kind of where we're at. So the rest of the balance that I went over with you, 309, I believe it was, basically would be up to you how you would want to continue with that budget, right? So if you were going to cancel, and like I said, the reason the account was not receiving leads is because it was paused due to the outstanding payment, right? So if we have the confirmation from you that you were going to cancel, then that's what I was saying. We can then, you know, reactivate the ad and let the rest of it run out, right?
I did tell Tina that we could transfer the $199 out of that amount if you guys have that ability.
I believe we do.
That ability, do that and use the balance of it for Google leads and then just get me that EPP transfer code.
Okay. I definitely think
I can take control of it again.
Okay. Yeah. So then I think, so it's the $199 for that. And then, like I said, you have about $309 left on the actual budget. So it would be $199 for that. And then we could reactivate the ad for a little while, for however long it takes to receive. It'd be about 2 leads, right? Since we said it was 58.
Yeah.
58 or so, so then it would be like 100 or so. Yeah, so you'd get like 2 more leads from Google Guaranteed.
Okay, let's do that.
Okay, no problem. I just have to notate my account, and then I'll let Tina know what we just went over. I believe she has a follow-up with you for Monday.
Right. Okay.
Alrighty, sounds good. I'll go ahead and get all that notated and let Tina know. Obviously, if you have any other questions or concerns for Google Guaranteed, you can let us know and ask for me, okay?
All right. Thanks, Ivan.
Thank you for taking my call, Pat. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day. Uh-huh. Bye-bye now.
You too. Bye.